Today's word is creation. According to Catholic doctrine, creation is the act by which God made from nothing all things. To create means to realize a being, that is, to bring it into actual existence, in all its concreteness, to produce a thing which in no wise previously existed, either in itself or in the potentiality of a subject. The sculptor carves a statue. The statue as such did not exist, but it did exist as marble. On the contrary, God by his creative act realized the world when there existed nothing outside of himself. Pagan philosophy, even that of Plato and Aristotle, never reached a true concept of creation, which, however, is naturally knowable to human reason. The concept is a datum of Christian revelation. It is a matter of faith that God has created the universe from nothing. See the Apostles' Creed, the Fourth Lateran Council, and the Vatican Council. In Holy Scripture, we read, "In the beginning God created heaven and earth," Genesis 1:1. The Hebrew verb bara of itself does not necessarily include the sense of creating from nothing, but the context demands it, and such is the understanding of the text in Jewish tradition. See 2 Maccabees 7:28. In the New Testament, revelation is clearer and peremptory. The prologue of St. John's Gospel is sufficient. "All things were made by him, and without him was made nothing that was made," John 1:3. See also Colossians 1:15. The fathers from the first centuries develop and defend the concept of universal creation, even of matter, against the Neoplatonists, the Gnostics, and the Manichaeans. Reason proves that, outside of divine creation, there is no other way to explain the existence of the world. The proofs of the existence of God are based on creative divine causality. The world has actually all the characteristics of an effect, that is, of being ab alio, from another, because it is finite, mutable, contingent, multiple. Moreover, the other systems excogitated to solve the problem are absurd, such as materialism, pantheism, absolute dualism, with two eternal independent principles, God and the world, and idealistic monism. The creative act is exclusively of God, formally immanent, that is, identical with his essence, and virtually transient. According to St. Thomas, it is also in the creature as a relation, which implies order to and dependency on God. Together with the universe, God created space and time, which is the measure of motion of mutable things.